going to Mishnah Chof Dalet on the base, Mishnah Lissot Elohim Apsulim, so Tosis shows that it's only listing Sulim the Rabbanon. Everything is based on the Pasuk and Chumash. Al Tosha Siot Cham Rasha Liyasei Chamas, Rashi says, Parshas Mishpatim, that a Rasha de Chamas is possible. It's Rasha de Lav de Chamas, that's called the Echon Nevelis Lahachis. That's a Machlekes Abaye V'Rava. That's one of the six cases that Yalkigam that we pass on like Abaye, that even Rosh Adalab D'chamas is also possible. Rosh Adalab means he does an Avera Machmas Chim with Momen. Some Rishonim say Machmas Hanoi also. Let's say Mumarech and the veil is Lita Yoven. The Chodah Deis is possible. What do you mean Lita Yoven? Lita Yoven means Machmas Chim with Momen because it's less expensive. What if the kosher and the non-kosher meat is exactly the same price, but he enjoys the lobster, he enjoys the tray for food better? Is that also called a Rasha D'chamas? So that's a Machlokes Rishonim. Okay. But we pass on like Abaye that there are two psulim. The Rosh of the Chamas is beferish in the pasuk. Rosh of the Lav Chamas is also included. And then we said that the Rishonim quote a Sofik, the Ktzois quotes a Sofik from the Rishonim, based on the Gemara in the end of Bava Basra, that there's a difference between Korev and Rosh of the Chamas. A Korev is Moshe B'Yaron Apsulim latest, but there is no Chashash Meshaker. Masheini Kein Rosh of the Chamas. There's a chashash meshaka, the main nafkemina, whether there's a chashash meshaka. So nafkemina is, what if you have a star that pops up today that supposedly was signed, that has a date of the time before they were krovim? How can it be that they were krovim? They're brothers-in-law. So one married the sister, the istalor mecharusa. So they have a document, they have a ksuba that was signed, supposedly, have a star that was signed supposedly at the time that they hadn't yet become brothers-in-law. But by now they are brothers-in-law. So are we choshish l'sheker? Are we choshish that since they're krovim, the two are brothers-in-law? Are we choshish that maybe they're in cahoots? And maybe they signed the shtar today and they wrote an earlier date? So the Gemara says, no, there's no chashash m'shaker by krovim. If they're krovim, b'shas ha'godah say this, we don't accept. If they're not krovim, we do accept it. So since today we have a shtar that's supposedly assigned before the document was signed, that the chasima was signed before they became krovim, so then you would accept it. But if you have a document today that's signed by a person who now is a Rosh of the Chamas, but supposedly at the date that he signed the shtar, he was still yeshiva bacha, he didn't yet become a ganav, so then the Gemara says he can't accept that shtar because the Rosh of the Chamas is chashad l'shaker. So this is the Gemara. The Gemara has a distinction. If it has a shtar from an earlier day, so the Mesibis, that's one of the Rishonim, had this suffix. The Ksais quotes the suffix from the Rishonim. What if he's a Rosh of the Lav de Chamas? Is that also a chashash m'shaker? Just like Rosh of the Chamas, or they say no. Rav holds that he's kosher leidus, and even though we pass like Abai b'al kagam that he's posel leidus, that's like Karvis posel leidus. That's a gzeres hamelachi. The Gemara's loshen. What we call gzeres hakosel. The Gemara calls it Baba Basik gzeres hamelach. It's a psul. So the main nafkemina. So the nafkemina is if you have a shtar with the earlier date, or the nafkemina that's more relevant halacha lemaisa. How often does it happen? You have a shtar from an earlier date. Nafkemina that's more relevant is by edus isha, because the Gemara says that gazlan shel tera pasul edus isha. All of the people in this mishnah and chavdal on the base, these are only gazlan shel divrei. But the gazlan shel tera b'yeshu rasha b'chamas el choshev l'shaker. So you don't accept this, I've got to say this by Agunas. So the Shaila is what we pass on, like Abaye, that Mumarech on the Beilis Lahachis is also Pasala Eidus. Will he be Pasala Eidus Isha? Because we accept all the other Psulim. Even accept Isha, we accept Kroivim, we accept Nochim Mesech Levitum. So what would you say over here? If the fellows are Russia, the Lav the Chama. So we are Mekel on that. That's a long, long piece, Chichuv, Simon Yud Zayin and Ebenezer. Simon Yud Zayin is the longest Simon in Shulchan Aruch. Has all the dinam of agunas, may spoiler when you makel, when you're not makel. So there's a long piece, should be quotes all the mam. Comes the bottom line, we're makel on that. Comes up all the time. Let's say, in the army, they say that someone was killed and the body was destroyed, or they buried the body. And the people, the soldiers who come and tell us, themselves are not religious people. They're nice, honest people. We don't think they're chashudim l'shake, but they're not observant. They were brought up like that, chilonim. So we pass on halacha that Rosh Adalav the Chamas is pasul eidus, but there's no chashash meshaker. So everything in the Mishnah is based at called the tikkun rabban kein the rice tikkun the din. The rice is the pasuk in Parshat Mishpatim al Tosh Yisrat Chem Rosh Eliyaseid Chamas. So that's where the Gemara finds it at Pella. The Brisa says in Chafem Beis Sifu Aleim after the Mishnah listed off the Psulim the Rabbam, Sach Bikubim, Afrika Yainim, and a later generation, they added on, Gazlonim are also postulators. Gazlonim Hosif Aleim, that's the Din Deraisa, that's what you start with, is Gazlonim. The original Pasuk only says Rosh Ha Chametz. Gazlon Shal Devarim is added on to the Mishnah. So all of a sudden you say, Hosif Aleim Ha Gazlonim, how can it be? The Gemara says, no, Gazlonim means, L'nitzacha Elo, L'nitzias Chereshoi Tevikotten. What's it? Din Menatorah Chereshoi Tevikotten, Allah B'nei Da. So therefore, Chereshoi Tevikotten pick up a Mitzia. What do you mean, pick up a mitzvah? Who does it belong to? It means that Yirsha Ruba Akum, and Yirsha Ruba Akum. So you're allowed to pick up the mitzvah and keep it. You go basarayv, and you assume that it was dropped by a nachri. So when you pick it up, you can keep it. I ain't holchem imamar achar harayv. How do I have the right to pick up the mitzvah because the rayv is that it was dropped by a nachri? Maybe it was dropped by a Jew. So the answer is, holchem imamar achar harayv is a din lahotzi imamar from a muchzok. But if you find the mitzvah in the street and I pick it up, I'm not being mitzvah the mom from the muchzah. You do go basarayv. A lot of dinim in mishnayis in edu mitzvahs. In the first parak and bab mitzvah also, shnayim muchzim, a lot of mishnayis are based on the assumption that you go basarayv by aveda, by a shavas aveda. So if it's a yir sheruba akum, the likelihood is that it was dropped by a nachri, so then the din is you have a right to pick it up and keep it. Fine. But the one who picks it up has to have das koina. I'll be pashto. So cherisho to be cut on la benedeya. So I'll be din when they pick up a dobishal hefker, they can't be koina because they don't have any das. The Rishalmi is the shach and chashemish, but paskins like the Rishalmi that the metzias cotton depends how old the child is. Ramam starts off the perik in the end of Hilchas Mechira, chavtes or something. Starts of Shlosha, there are three people that Menatora they cannot sell, they cannot give him Matana. The three people Chayusha to be cut because of La B'nei Dayan. You know. So this, everyone agrees to that Rambam. That in order, if I have property, I want to transmit it, transfer it to someone else, you need Das Makna. You have to have Das Makna. Chayusha to be cut and La B'nei Dayan. So they can't be Makna Menatora. There's a Dima the Rabbanon that if you have a Yosem, and there's nobody to take care of his, you don't have enough trucks to take care of his assets, he's taking care of his own, so they made a takanim rabbanon that a katan shegil loin is haputos kibashis kibasheva, 6 years old, 7 years old, he knows what he's doing, so he can sell metaltalim in the rabbanon. You don't rely; you can sell karka. To sell karka, you have to be bar mitzvah. If limka benichse yaviv, even if he's bar mitzvah, we wouldn't let him sell the if he sold so much kulay till he bought karka. He made so much money selling Kool-Aid or selling Hadassim or whatever, selling some kind of schmachtis. He made so much money that he bought himself a house. Fine. Now he wants to sell a house. So we wouldn't let him sell a house till he's bar mitzvah. The metalklim, you say, kot neshige lo nesaput is good. The karka he can't sell till bar mitzvah. And if the kid is not going to sell the house that he bought with his own money by selling Kool-Aid, he's selling a house that he got Birusha from the father, we don't let him sell it even after Bar Mitzvah. You have to wait until he's 20 years old. You say, the kid may fall in, he may not know what he's talking about. If he's so sharp that he bought the house on his own, then he can sell it after Bar Mitzvah. Yeah. So the din is, in order to be makna something to someone else, you need das makna. And these three persons, these three people, Cherusha to be cotton, Allah b'nei deyaninu. But what about Das Koine? Is there a halacha of Das Koine? Is there only a din of Das Makne? So that's the question. When a Cherusha Tevikotten picks up a Dobishal Hefka from the street. So the Mishnah says only Koine Midirabbanan. It's only Gezel Mepnei Dark Yisholim. It's not Gezel Menatorim. So you see that there's a need for Das Koine. There's a halacha that you need Das Koine. Taisus modifies it. Taisus later, Samachesim Bey says it. Has two opinions, and Shulchan Aruch Paskins like the one opinion, that the only time you need Das Koine is if you want to pick up from Hefker. But if you have a Das Acheres Makna, there's a Godel giving a Matana to a cotton, then Tesis in the one opinion that's accepted in a Chosha Mishpat, Shulchan Aruch, they don't quote the Machloikis, they only quote the one view. Whenever there's Das Makna, there's no need for Das Koine. Where did Tesis get that from? That there's a difference between acquiring ownership where it's a Das Acheres Makna as opposed to where there's no Das Acheres Makna. Is there any source in the Gemara for that? Whenever it's Das Acheres Makna, it's easier to be Koine. So the one and only source is the Gemara in the Bav Metzia in the first Perek, that a Chotzev is only Koine when it's a Chotzev HaMishtameres. Chotzev Shem Mishtameres. Chotzev Mishtameres means there's a golden bird, it lays a golden egg, and it falls into my yard. See, if the yard has fences around it, that it's a chatzah mishtameres. My chatzah chatzah v'shalot and koina lo shalai midaita chatzah v'skana because a chatzah mishtameres. There are fences and the strangers, the people in the street can't walk in. What if it had a yard, front yard, backyard? There are no fences around it. So the Gemara makes a distinction. If someone wants to give me a maton and he puts it on my chatzah she'ein mishtameres, then there's dasa cheres maknas, I am koina. But if it's a dovishal hefker, the golden bird lays a golden egg and it falls into my front yard, so there's no dasa cheres maknas, one of his echem and hefker, then the Gemara says you're not koina. So Tosfos apparently extrapolated from that Gemara. Did you see that whenever it's dasa cheres maknas, it's easier to be koina than a case where you're zechem and hefker? So therefore, Tosfos makes his giant jump, a giant step, and they say he would name a cheresha to be cotton. If there's no dasa cheres makta, the one bezeichem and a hefker, then it's only koinim in the rabbanon. You're not koinim in atar because there is a need for das koinim. But whenever there's dasa cheres makta, then there's no need for das koinim. So that's what the Shach writes in Chosh Mishpat. What's the connection? Mishtazan and kashem etman. What has it got to do one thing with the other? Especially on that Gemara, the Shita Mukubetzos on the Gemara in Bob Metzia, the first parak, quotes the Rabbeinu Peretz. We have the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz on Bob Metzia. So the Shita quotes that line. Why is it that das acheres makna helps by chotzer shein mishtamer? So he says, because the das makna means I only want to give the matana to you, the balachotz. I don't want to give it to anybody else. If anybody else takes it, it's gezel. So it's a chotzer hamishtamer. It's mishtamer because of the lab of loisigzel, because of lab of geneva. If it's a dovishal hefka falls in, so if you have a fence around it, then it's mishtamer. So if no fence, it's not mishtamer. But if there's a das acheres makna only to the bala chotzer, and no one else is allowed to take it, so the lab of loisigzel makes it into a chotzer mishtameres. So that's a din in chotzer mishtameres. Das acheres makna makes it, that is the equivalent of chotzer mishtameres. That's what the Shach says. How would Tosfos invent from thin air? They invented this whole idea that a cotton can be koinim in a Torah. If the das acheres makna, there's no need for das koinim. So the Shach disagrees with Tosfos. He passes like the Yerushalmi. What's the Yerushalmi? That the Yerushalmi says on that Mishnah in Gittin, a series Chershet, in the middle of Gittin is a series of Mishnayos, goes on and on and on, and then the Tosefta has more, twice as many cases, takonis that they made when the Rabbanim ipnei dak Yerushalmi. So this is one of the many takonis, when series Chershet v'kat yeshma mishum gezel ipnei dak Yerushalmi, and Ator the Kotten is not kind of the Rabbanim, he is kind of. So the Shach thinks that we should paskin like the Yerushalmi, it depends how old the Kotten is. In other words, Shach holds, there ain't no such din as das koina. There's a din you need das makna. If the cherushot of a cotton don't profit, you want to give it to someone else, cherushot of a cotton la b'nei deas. And even if the cotton before bar mitzvah is the Vilna Gaon, he's a super genius, until bar mitzvah he's considered a la b'nei deas. The cherush means retarded, that's how the post can say, and the shoita means deranged. Shoita can be a super genius. Crazy people are often big geniuses also. So the shoita means the guy's deranged. Everything is good except that he thinks that he's Napoleon. Everything else is 100% fine. He's a multimillionaire and he's selling and he's buying whatever. That guy thinks he's Napoleon, so he's crazy. So that's a shaita. And a cherish means retarded. He's not fully there. A lot of people are a little bit retarded. It means he's so retarded he doesn't have the seichel of an average 13-year-old child. He's so retarded. A lot of times an adult is retarded, but he has the seichel of a 13-year-old child. So that's not called a cherish. Cherish, in the days of the Gemara, Cherish means Eina Shameh Veina Medah, because in the days of the Gemara they couldn't communicate with such a person, so Mamela he would be retarded. That's the Shaila, the Rashash raises in Gittin Dafayin. But the Gemara talks about a Cherish, Eina Shameh Veina Medah, but so he says, but now they have a school in Berlin for the deaf mutes, and they can't educate, and they can't communicate, and they teach them how to function, so maybe one is a deaf and mute is not considered a Cherish. The Pashto should be like that, because Rabbi Kiveger and Hilchas Shechita, in the beginning of Hilchas Shechita, says you can't rely on Acherushot v'Kotten to Shecht Bein Oda Bein Atzma, lest there's a God Loimer Agav, lest there's someone watching. Acherim Roy Moisim, then the other person is supervising. Acherushot v'Kotten who are Jewish. If it's a Goy, you can't Shecht. If it's a Jewish, Acherushot v'Kotten. If they Shecht, it's good, but they don't have the manis to say that they did a proper Shechita. So if you have, they Shechted in the presence of a God who knows Hilchas Shechita and he was supervising, he knows they did a good job, so it is good. So Rabbi Kiveger, so the Shulchan Aruch quotes that the Cherushot v'Kotten don't have the manis to say that they shechted properly. They can't shecht, but yet they don't have the manis, so you have to have someone watching them. So Rabbi Kiveger says, what's the definition of a Cherush? So the Shulchan Aruch says, Einu Shemei v'Einu Medav. Rabbi Kiveger writes, look in this Tshuva Zichron Yosef. Zichron Yosef was one of the German Rabbanim, Rabbi Yosef Steinhardt. He lived in Germany. So he writes, look in the Tshuva Zichron Moshe, he gives you the definition of a Cheresh. Arsamech also writes, the best Tshuva, the Tshuvas of the Arsamech, he writes, the best Tshuva about what's a Cheresh is in the Zichron Yosef. So the Zichron Yosef writes that he doesn't have to be a deaf mute, he can be Shomeh or Medaber, but retarded. And he quotes the Paskim say like that, the Shmuel and Ebenezer, other classical Paskim say like that. Cheresh doesn't necessarily have to be Ene Shomeh v'Ene Medaber, even if he is Shomeh and he is Medaber, but retarded. That's called a Cheresh. The Pashto should be like the Rashash said. Even if he's Ene Shomeh v'Ene Medaber, but he's not retarded, so the Pashto should be that he shouldn't be considered a Cheresh. So that's the halacha. You have a Cheresh to be gotten al pidin al b'nei das. So to be given a matana, to sell to someone else, the halacha requires das makna. But is there a requirement for das koina? So the Shach says there is no such requirement. A cotton can be koina menatar if he understands. If he's a bar seichel, he understands ownership. So if he picks up a dovashal hefka from the street and he has a mind that he wants to become ownership, so the Shach holds that he's koina menatar. When does the Mishnah say that it's only gezel b'pnei dakishom is not koina menatar? That's by a cotton who's so young he doesn't understand the concept of ownership. He picked up something in the street, he doesn't understand mine, yours, hefka. He doesn't know what it's a very young child. Very young child doesn't understand ownership, so then he's not koine at all, because he doesn't even have kavanas kenya. You don't need that. According to the Shach, there's no halacha, it doesn't exist das koine. There's only halacha in das makna. There's never a din of das koine. But you need kavanas kenya. If a person picks something, the Gemara has a case in Yevamos, ha'oida b'nichse hager, a ger shemes v'ein lo yoshim, all of his property becomes hefka. So let's say someone is digging. He's digging in Ichse Hager in a sod shel hefker, and he didn't realize that it's a ger shemeis mainly yoshim, that this sod is up for grabs. He didn't realize that the field is hefker. He thought that it's his own field. He thought the guy thought I'm digging in my own field. So he made a kinyan chazaka. He did the equivalent of a kinyan chazaka, no agoda reparets, whatever you need, the kinyan chazaka. But he didn't have kavanas kinyan. So the Gemara said not kinyan. That's called oder. So the Gemara says you're not kaina. You don't need das kaina, but you need kavanas kaina. So that's the Shach Paskins like the Yerushalmi. And all the later Paskins say, with all due respect, we don't accept that Yerushalmi. The Babli assumes otherwise. Babli assumes that a katan, even if he's a Vilna Goyen the day before his bar mitzvah, the Mitzias katan is only midrabban. There is a need for das kaina. But and we accept that Taisa's opinion, you only need das kaina when there's no das acheres makna. If the Gadol gives a matana to the katan, then the katan is kind of in a term. So how do you get that from the Gemara? The Gemara by chotzer. You usually need a chotzer. Mishtameres. If there's any mishtameres, then the chotzer is not kind. But if you have das acheres makna, then it is kind. How? What's the connection? Why should that be a connection? Okay. So you need an explanation for that. But that's what we assume. So the Gemara, again, so you have the pasuk in Chumash, is in Parshas Mishpatim al Toshes or Chumrasha. That's Rasha de Chumas, and we pass like Abai the Al Kagam. Even Rasha de Lav de Chumas is also absurd there. Is Alpi Pashtus, but it's not to say Rasha de Lav de Chumas is like Korev. It's Exeris Hamelach. There's no Chashash Meshakir. Right, and then you have all the psulim mid the Rabbanan in the Mishnah, and the Gemara says it's not even that mid the Rabbanan the guys are Rasha. What's the definition of a Rasha? There's a Rasha de Chumas and the Rasha de Lav de Chumas. So the Rama quotes from the Rif, Rosha the Lav the Chum is either one who lied Malkus, one is Chayim Misa. Person talks Lashon Hara, violated an Avera in the Torah, but the Mazel is, some of us talk Lashon Hara, Mazel is that Lashon Hara, you're not Chayim Malkus. So Lav Shem or Misa, the Dom Misa and the Dom Malkus. Maybe there's Misa B'dei Shammai. But there's no Misa's Bezin for Lashon Hara, and there's no Malkus. So the Halacha says, Ashahu Rosha Lomus, one who did an aver for which he deserves an anish misa is labeled as a rasha. V'hayon bin hakos a rasha v'hipil osho v'kol afanik kedev shasav v'mispar. One of the Tzaris Malkus is called a rasha. So that's what the Raman quotes from the Rif, that a rasha de chamas, if he does an aver machmas chimad b'amun, so he says tzerch ishviyas are only a violation of anisa esig le'ochle v'lo l'schor. But you don't need a lav sheish anisa esig is not Malkus. But the Pashto is you don't need Malkus. For a rasha de chamas you don't need a lav sheish b'amun. If he compromises on religious principles, maschim with mammon, that's called a rasha de chamas. And a rasha de lav de chamas, you have to have davka that he violates a lav sheyesh ba malkus or sheyesh ba misa. God talks lashon hara, even though it's a serious aver, but it doesn't become pasul leidus. So the Rambam writes like this: that if a person does a malacha on Shabbos, he does a malacha on Yontif, that's not mutter. The one who does a malacha on Shabbos chayv misa. One does malacha on Yontif is chayv malkus. What if he only does a malacha de rabbanan on Yontif? So he's chayv makas mardus. So the Rambam says, if he does a malacha deraisa on yotav for which he built a house, which is chayav malchus deraisa, then it's possible that it's from the Torah. And if he does a malacha derabbanan on yotav, then it's possible that it's from the Rabban. So the pashtus is, that's a Rav Soloveitchik assumed, a diun, a pischi tshuva, quotes achronim, and not so many about this. The Rav Soloveitchik thought the pashtus is, one who does a malacha deraisa, one who does an aver deraisa, sheish b'malchus amisa, you don't need hachraza, the Gemara says. By gazlan shoter, you don't need hachraza. What about a gazlan? What about a rasha derabbanan? He does a malacha mid derabbanan on yontep. So the Rambam says he's pasul leidus mid derabbanan. So Rav Soloveitchik told the pasha he doesn't need hachraza either. The only time he needs hachraza is when even mid derabbanan he didn't really declare that he's the rasha. But declares ain't oisik b'yishuvish aloyim. These people, Malva Beribis, Mafricha Yodim, Secher Shviz, does explain why there are good reasons to say he shouldn't be postulated. Mayrehetta, whatever guy's Mayrehetta, so we treat it as if he did the Avera B'Shoigei. He thinks he's doing a big mitzvah, Secher Shviz, it's fine. So Midrabana, they declare that he's postulated, the Chalashem Mafricha Yodim, Chalashem Secher Shviz is postulated. So that's what the Gemara says, you need a Hachroza. You don't have Hachroza, he won't be postulated. So that's what the Gemara says. So how do you read the Braisa? Osif Aleim HaGazlanim. HaGazlanim, that's the original din deraisa. So the Gemara says, it goes on one who takes Mitzias Cheresh to the Kotel. So originally in the days of the Tanoim, when they composed this Mishnah, the early Tanoim, this is the Mishnah Rishayna, and the Braisa is a Mishnah Achrayna. And later generations, Osif Aleim, they added on. So in the days of the Mishnah, they said only these people, Chaloshem, Misach Bekuvim, Alva Beribis, need Hachraza. But one who is going to steal money from the Cheresh out of the cotton, so the Gemara thought, Lo Shchicha. It's a Milsa Lo Shchicha. How often does it happen that a Cheresh out of the cotton finds an Aved and someone's going to agree? What, the guy's going to make a living from that? So the Aved itself is not, it's not that it's Gezel Midrabbon. It's not Gezel Midrabbon. You're not allowed to do it. You're causing machloikas. Mipnei dak yishalom. Causing machloikas. So they thought, milsa del shchicha, what the guy's going to... It doesn't pay someone. How much did the kid pick up already? It's a milsa del shchicha, so they've got to make a chala shem psul. One who steals mitzirish, a chala shem, goes on mitzirish cherish out of the cotton. The Gemara says two reasons. The Gemara says, Inam im pnei dakir shalom bi'alma, only dakir shalom bi'alma. The whole nature of the Aveir is only dakir shalom, not to cause machloikas. It's not a rasha de chamas. And is it? He's causing machloikas by stealing the money from the... No. They thought it's not a real gazlan. It's not called a rasha de chamas. He didn't. The cut wasn't kind of even with the rabbanon. It's only with pnei dakir shom. The cut wasn't even kind of with the rabbanon.
So the guy does it once. Somebody,
one who does it once.
He can't be in the habit of doing that because how do you get that? You have to.
The whole story is written. Yeah, the din is one who steals once. Let's say a guy steals once in his life. He's postulated for the rest of his life unless we're convinced that he did tshuva. Correct. So here they made a takana, the one who once stole Mitzirah's Chesha V'Kot, not the same as in the Mishnah. In the Mishnah we pass on only Elohim Neselohu, Yesh Lohim Mesacher is not, because we need Hachraza, we have to label him as a Mesacher B'Kubia, Achal Hashem Mesacher B'Kubia, only that's what he does for a living. He does for a living something else, and then once in a while he goes and he gambles and he makes a couple of dollars. You can't call him Achal Hashem Mesacher B'Kubia. So we pass on like Reb Yudah in the Mishnah, only Elohim Neselohim because you need a hachraz, you have to give a halashem. But this, the one who steals mitzvahs cheshen does it once in his life, he's postulated. So first they thought, meikar asav, or originally in the days of the Tanoim, who wrote the Mishnah, the earlier Tanoim, they didn't make such a din the Rabbanan. Why? Because it's only Dakar Shalom. It's not really Gezel. They never said that the cotton is kind of in the Rabbanan. They said, you shouldn't take him in Pnei Dakar Shalom. Aye, but he did an Avera machmas chimad amen. How often is going to happen? It's not enough cause to declare that the guy should be postulated. And then in the later generation, they decided no. If Nedak Yisholim is the motivation to make a takana, but the essence of the takana was that the cotton is kainah. Matir Shreshat, the cotton is gezel. The Mishnah has a machlokes hatanayim. We pass can Matir Shreshat, the cotton is only if Nedak Yisholim. And the other Tanna, Rabbi Yossi, says Gezel Gomer. So the Gemara says, Gezel Gomer? What do you mean? It's only Midrabban, it's not Gezel. The Gemara says, no, it's Gezel Gomer Midivreyim. Midrabban. So the Gemara says, so that's what the Tanakama said. It's Gezel Mifnei Dakisham. So what's the difference between the Tanakama, Rabbi Yossi, and the Mishnah Gittin? The Gemara says, Nafkimin is, Lotzia Bedayonim. Let's say the Kheru Shatavikotin picked up a Dovishal Hefker, and then I go and I steal it from the kid. So I did wrong. I did the wrong thing. And then the kid's father brings me to a dinter, and he says, you stole, my son found a $1,000 bill on the street, and he picked it up, and you stole it from him. A little kid stole it. A little kid, a 5-year-old kid. He doesn't even know what the $1,000 bill is. Doesn't understand ownership, doesn't understand paper money. He thinks it's a piece of junk. So I stole the $1,000 bill from the 4-year-old kid. So I wasn't allowed to do it. I did another. So now the shot is
the father
going to come make a din tari. He's going to bring Adim that I stole the $1,000 bill from his son.
The father's going to come the bill because the kid picked it up. Isn't the father going
to
remember?
Metzias cotton goes to the father. Yeah, that's
so
a takana. But the whole thing is Medir Abonim. The whole Metzias cotton. The Gemara said the reason why the father's kind is because the kid gives it over to the father. Here the other person grabbed it from the kid before he had a chance to bring it to the father. So the whole issue is only going to be maximum derabban. So there's a machlekes hatanoim, how serious is the aver? Is it gezel gomer b'divreim or is it only gezel m'pnei d'akshon? What's the difference? No one says it's min haTorah and everybody agrees that it's asim rabban. Gemara said the nafkamina, the machlekes is whether lahotzia b'dayon. What do you mean lahotzia b'dayon? So Gemara says in other places in Masechet Shavuos, if somebody is entitled to money min haTorah, then we paskin your moitzi b'dayonim. Dayonim will paskin, then you have to surrender it. If someone is entitled to money midirabanan, then we paskin like the chachamim derab Yosi. That's the machlokes Rabbi Yosi and the chachamim. Will doesn't be koy for you to pay money that the other fellow is only entitled to midirabanan? So we paskin no. Bezdin is not moitzi. Bezdin will paskin you mukhif to pay, but they won't be koy for the hotzi b'dayonim. The bezdin will not force you to pay the money. So that's a machlokes in any case when a person has money midirabanan, when a person is entitled to money. Min haTorah is not entitled, midirabanan is entitled to this money. Will bezdin be moitzi? Will bezdin be koy for him to pay the money? That's the machlokes. So in the original, in the earlier generations, when we only formulated this Mishnah, Mafricha Yoinim, Secha Vishvis, etc., they didn't include one who steals from the cotton because they thought it's only Dr. Shalom. The whole aver is only not to make machlokes. Not to make machlokes, not to talk lashon hara. That's an aver for which there's no malchus. There's no malchus, there's no misa. Aye, but he's a Rosh HaDechamas. Why did he cause machlokes? Because he wants the $1,000 bill. So let it be a Rosh HaDechamas. And he said, no, it's lo shchicha. So they felt, it's like Mara Heter. It's like Mara Heter. No one's ever going to find out. The kid doesn't know what he's doing. The kid is only 4 years old, doesn't understand. So they thought, you can't pass a lane like this. Came in the chazad, the sub manahud, koshakli, paslin rabban, they declared that it is gezel midirabbanan, that the nature of the takana was not, that this is the takana, not to take away, not to cause machlokes. Mepnei dakushamim is the motivation for the takana, but the essence of the takana doesn't correspond to the motivation. The takana is that it's gezel midirabbanan. Isn't that the machlokes of Yosi and Rabbanan? No, they both agree it's gezel midirabbanan. They just argue whenever there's moment that someone is only entitled to on the level of the Rabbanan, that's the machlokes. But it's not that is the machlokes. Is it gezel midirabbanan or only Dr. Shalom? That's the Gemara Shavuos is beferish not so. The machlokes of Yosi and Chachamim in the Mishnah, where the Metzias Chayrush had to be cut, where the Metzian Bedayonim, it's not a machlokes that's restricted only to Metzias Chereshet Vekon. They're not arguing what's the nature of the Takana, the Rabbanan, by Metzias Chereshet Vekon. They lived in the later generations, after Hasifa Aleihem HaKazlanim, after it was already declared as Gezel Midirabbanan. But the machlokes is a different machlokes. Whenever there's moment that someone is only entitled to Midirabbanan, is not entitled to Menatayrah, are you Metzian Bedayonim or not? That's the machlokes. Yeah.
If it isn't the Sederaisa, so then shouldn't it be at the end that why are the Rabbanan passed on? Shouldn't he be a Rosh
HaDechamas? Because he is over in the Sederaisa.
Either, isn't there
an answer, Lotziah
Korach Machadasa, or Lashon Hara, like Rabbi said? So if
yeah.
We saw that it was common, so then it should be
Daraisa.
Why isn't there
a bun? Look, people talk Lashon Hara. Sometimes they talk Lashon Hara, Machmaschim, and Mamon also. But the Mar Heta. Let's say, I want to get your business. So you say, no, you always buy your shirts from some side. That mamzer. He's a Russia, he's a this, he's a this, he's a that. I take out the whole story, Lashon Hara, in order that I should get the business. I'm still not posulatus. I told Lashon Hara, Machmas Chimet Baman. I made up whole story. Hotzah Shemra, Mamish, oh, a whole lie. I made up whole story just in order to get the business. But that's Mareheta. People say business is business. People think that it's money. So we don't pass on the person. That's what the Gemara says. Lo shchicha. People are Mareheta. So Mareheta, the Gemara has his history. People know that it's also, but if the Mareheta, so then again, the Psuleidus, it's considered the Bishoyge. So you don't pass on the person Leidus.
I thought the, I mean, they argue about the Hoti Vidayan, and I thought the Tam was because whether they view it as, you know, Gezel Midarabanan or just Darki Shalom. If they both assume that it's Gezel Midarabanan, then why, like, what's the Nakuda Machlokas? Why does one say?
Machlokas is. In every moment that someone is only entitled to midrabbanan, ayam atzim midayam, it's not a machlekes. It's only restricted to mitzias chayushat v'kod, because the Gemara Shavuos applies it to any case of gezel midrabbanan. Any and every case of gezel midrabbanan, ayam atzim midayam. In fact, the Vilna Goyen writes, and the Or Samech also writes the same, that the rib is deraisa matzim midayanim, because that's a din mamon is deraisa. And Abak Ribis, you're not Matzim Adayanim because it's only the Rabbanim. And you're not Matzim Adayanim. Whenever someone is entitled to Mammon with the Rabbanim, so you're not Bezdin, it's not Matzim Adayanim. A Chiddush.
By a no, same thing. By a no, but it takes the charge more than.
Oh, in law is a din deraisa, yeah. In law is a parsha in the chumash. That modim adayan. Yeah. In law is a din deraisa modim adayan. So rib is deraisa. The loiva is entitled min haTorah to get back the ribis, because the malda has a mitzvah v'chei chimach hadolek to give back the ribis. So if he does want to give it back, the loiva can force the malda matzim adayan to give it back. But if it's only abak ribis, that then Gemara says not matzim adayanim. So the Vilna Goyen and the Or Samech, after him, he doesn't quote the Vilna Goyen. But they both say the same. I think the Avnei Nez also says the same. Three geniuses. They all had the same understanding. That the reason why Abba Kribis is not Matzim Midayanim is because it's only Gezel Midarabbanim. Whenever you're only entitled to the Mammon Midarabbanim, so the Bezdin is not kai for you to give it back. Bezdin will say, he's supposed to give it back, but Bolotz is Shemayim. You should give back the Abba Kribis. That's 2 days and Tosfos. Derek and Zeon Neshech by Abba Kribis that you're not Maitzim, Eino Maitzim Medayonim, is there a Chiv Lotz is Deisha Maim or not? So we pass on the Shulchan Aruch, yes, that the Baal Lotz is Deisha Maim, we do have to give it back. But Bezdin is not Kaifa, why not? So all three, the only going with the Avnei Nezer, with the Or Samech, they all write the same Hezbollah, why? It's like Gezel Midivrehem, that the Gemara said you're not Maitzim Medayonim.
But no, it also depends how much you overcharge, right?
Yeah.
If you overcharge less than what is it?
Then it's mechila.
Then it's not
a nomin or a bonin? That's a suffix in Shulchan Aruch, where the pachas mishtus is a heter gomer. The going rate, let's say, for a bottle of Coca-Cola and all the stores in the neighborhood is whatever, a dollar. And I sell it for more. I sell it for $1.10. So is there an iser? Oh, you know, there at all? Is there an Issa, but it's Mechila? Or you say, no, it's at the Gomer. Since it's so close to the correct price, so that's considered the correct price. No way I know at all. So that's a Sophic in the Mechaber. Is there an Issa? I know a Pachas Mishtus. But if the Oinoa was Shtus, a Yes a Mishtus, then there is an Issa there. I said, so then there's a penalty in our Torah. Sometimes it just Machsed Oinoa. Sometimes the guy has the right to back out from the whole deal. He wants his money back and he gives the merchandise back.
You say you can't be moti b'dayanim. Isn't there a problem of makoch bezdin yofeh?
A problem of makoch bezdin yofeh. If you're not going to be moti b'dayanim,
right?
If you won't be moti b'dayanim,
right?
It's, I don't know if you can use those words makoch bezdin yofeh. No, the chachamim made a din de rabbanon, but they never said you're not moti. Bezdin will not be kai for the guy to pay. They'll notify him that according to the law, you shouldn't have taken that money. But you're all right, so you should give it back to the guy. But they won't force him to give it back. Makar Bezdin Yofim is a different thing. If there's a Bezdin, a living Bezdin, not that the Tanoi made a Takana 2,000 years ago. If the Bezdin functioning now, so we have to be Mechazik, the hands of Bezdin. You say, Makar Bezdin Yofim. Let's say Bezdin gave a psak and they made a mistake in Didi Mamanis. So sometimes you say, Makar Bezna Yofet, that's a cause to declare Hefke Bezna Hefke, to leave the Psak. Because if you force the Bezna to reverse their Psak, then they have to admit in public that they made a mistake. So then that's a busha to the Bezna. So sometimes Makar Bezna Yofet is a reason to say Hefke Bezna Hefke. We can't just convene a Bezna and say, I'm Mafke your shirt. You have to have a good cause. So let's say a guy has a pair of tefillin. He got Birusha, there's an Asik here in the neighborhood. A guy's not religious, and he got a pair of tefillin Birusha. We're afraid he's going to throw it in the garbage. He doesn't know that the pair of tefillin. A relative of his died, and the relative left the tefillin in the shul. And the one who Yarshin, the only relative you know who Yarshin, is not a religious person. And he instructed they should cremate the dead body of his relative who was religious. And he wasn't listening to the religious people that the guy would not have wanted to have been cremated. So if you're going to tell him there's a pair of tefillin in the shul that belongs to him, he'll probably throw it in the garbage. I'll probably misuse it. So they're considering convening a bezin to be mapka the tefillin. The shul should keep the tefillin. You have to have a reason. You have to have a cause to declare hefke bezna hefke. So makar bezna yofe is a whole sugim. Because sometimes that's a reason to say hefke bezna hefke. Bezin made a psak. And they made a mistake in the Psak and Dinim Amas. If they made a mistake, in Yisav HaHeter, and Chochman Veretz and Tfudal and Agar Hashem, if they made a mistake in Psak, you have to correct it. But if they made a mistake in Psak and Dinim Amas, so sometimes there's cause to say, Makar Bezni Yof, it shouldn't turn out to be a busha for the Bezin, so we'll say, Hefke Bezni Hefke, we're not going to reverse the Psak. We'll leave the incorrect Psak, and we'll leave the wrong person holding on to the money based on Hefke Bezni Hefke. The Gemara has a few cases like that. A Bezin making mistake. Shumas Adayanim, they made a mistake in the Shumas Adayanim, beginning of the second parak in Kiddushin. Other cases like that. That's Makar Bezin Yofa. Makar Bezin Yofa, that it shouldn't be an embarrassment, shouldn't be a bizoyan to the Talmid HaChachamim, so that's a cause to declare Hefke Bezin Hefke. But over here, there is no Bezin doing anything. There was a Bezin made a Takana 2,000 years ago. Made a Takana about Metzias Cheresh HaTavikot. But just so that's a machlek that the Yosei Nechachan. Whenever someone is only entitled to mamon mid rabbanah based on hefke bezna hefke, is that entitled min haTorah? So we assume but once you say hefke bezna hefke, doesn't it work min haTorah? The Gemara learns out hefke bezna hefke works min haTorah. So the achreinim that's we discussed in machlekes the Seis and the Nesivis, it was machlekes between the Rabbeinu Yeruchim and the Beis Yosef. There are two parts to hefke bezna hefke. One is bez nikles that my jack is hefke. That would cause. So the jacket becomes hefke, that's min haTorah. Then Bezin declares, the jacket no longer belongs to me, the jacket belongs to Mr. Lemberger. So that also works, that's also hefke. So the second step, that not only does it not belong to me, that works min haTorah, they declare it belongs to you, that's a machloikas, the Rabbi Yosef and the Rabbi Yerucham, whether that works min haTorah and the Rabban. So that's repeated in later generation, because Yosef lived in the 1500s. So in the later generation, 1800s, there was a machloikas, the Tzais and the Nesibis. Should you accept the Beis Yosef or the Rabbeinu Yerucham? So there's a popular view of the Nesivis that Hefke Bezna Hefke L'haknas Lachem only works with the Rabban. Doesn't work with the Torah. So whenever they declared Metziris Cheshar to the Kotten is Kainim. What do you mean Kotten is Kainim? Based on Hefke Bezna Hefke L'haknas Lachem is a make believe. It doesn't work with the Torah, according to the Nesivis. Only works with the Rabban. So that's the root of the Machloikas. That's how Pipash is the source. So we pass on Allah, Bezna is not Motziyim B'dayan, Bezna is not Kaifim. Because the whole thing is only make-believe. If you would have adopted the position of the Beis Yosef with the Ktzais, that Hefke Bezna Hefke L'haknas Lachem even works Min haTorah. So the thing is Min haTorah, so why shouldn't you be Motziyim B'dayan? The answer is, we follow the Nesivis. We're assuming like the Nesivis. That the L'haknas Lachem Hefke Bezna Hefke only works with the Rabban, means that it's only a make-believe thing. You're supposed to act as if. It's a din on the to act as if it belongs to that person. But it really doesn't belong to that person. So that's what we pass on like the Chachamim, the Rabbi Yosef, that Bezin is not you're not Motziyim B'dayan. Whenever the guy's only entitled to the Mammon, Mid Rabban, not Mid HaTorah. So you're not Motziyim also B'dayan. So Nachman said, that was Hasifalein. They added on, HaGazlonim is talking about Gazlon, a Metzias Chedushar to the Kotten. Mikor HaSava, I don't know if there are two different reasons. Mark says, Mikor HaSav Metzias Chedushar to the Kotten, Inami Pnei Dar Gzom. I don't know if it means Inami, either A or B. Luchari, you need two explanations. Need Pnei Dar Gzom, originally the original Bezin, who composed the Mishnah, Meikoras Sabar, it's only Mishum Dakir Shalom, it's not Gezel at all. He didn't do Gezel. It's only not to cause Machloikis. But he caused Machloikis Mipnei Machmas Chimed Mamet to take the $1,000 bill. So that the Gemara says, it's a Milsa, it's Lo Shchicha. It's Lo Shchicha. So it's like people are Mera Heter. You cheat on income tax once in a while. Cheat a little bit here, a little bit there. So Lo Shchicha is it's Asa. People know it's Asa. But the Mera Heter. So Milsa Lo Shchicha, people are Mera Heter. I think Lechori that you need a combination of both reasons. We should check that maybe in a Dikduke Surf, maybe there's another Girsa Nimar. Instead of Inami, it could be Inami doesn't always mean either A or B. It could be I need the first reason and I need the second reason. I need the combination of both reasons. The second reason explains why it's not really a Gazlan, because originally they thought it's only the whole Isser is not to cause Machloikas. And everybody caused Machloikas, Machman's Chimed Mamon, should be like Sercher Shriyas. He violates an Isser essay, Machman's Chimed Mamon, he becomes Pasal Manator. The answer is that that's a Milsa Nishchicha. So, but over here, it shouldn't be Marahat. Here it's a Milsa de Lo Shchicha. The Lo Shchicha said he didn't want to pass him. So then, the Hadar, and then Kivin the Chazid, the Sapsab Manu Koshakli, so they declared that it's Gezel mid the Rabbanan. And that's not the Machlokes of Yosef and Rabbanan. They both agree that it's Gezel mid Rabbanan. Yosef and Rabbanan argue whether whenever there's Mammon that only belongs to someone mid the Rabbanan, Ayyu Matsin, Osef and Ayyarim and I. It's not a Machlokes restricted only to Mansiris Chetcher of the Kotan. That's the Gemara Shavuos Beferish by Shavuos Heses. So the Gemara says, what are the differences between Shavuos Heses and Shavuos Deraisa? Gemara says, where the Yordim Lenachasov, if the guy doesn't want to swear, where the Yordim Lenachasov. The Gemara said, the way we pass, can you never Yord Lenachasov on a moment the Rabbanim? Yeah. So what's Chamsonim? Chamsonim is a guy who steals and he pays money. So the Chamsonim, does he violate an Avera? Does he not violate an Avera? So, Chamsa, if a person steals property and he doesn't pay money for it, that's a gazlan. That's the original pasuk, Rasha de Chamas. If the guy steals and he does leave the money, Chamsa is the kiyayv demay. He steals and he does leave the money. So did he violate an aver? Did he not violate an aver? So that's Tosfos has two opinions. Because the Gemara Bar Mitzia says, L'sachmad le'inshi below demay mashmalu. People think that one is only a violation of lasachmad below demay if you don't pay money. Lasachmad the lashon gemar lasachmad leinshi the people below demay mashmalahu. They mistakenly think that you're only a violation of lasachmad if you don't pay. If you pay, not in violation. That's the simple reading. So that's what Tosfos says. Mashma leinshi davkehu de mishtamakein aval hem toim lasachmad have afilu b'diayv demay. That's the simple reading of the Gemara. So Tosfos Yesh Lama. No, the Mashma Rekamat Lama, that's the truth. That's the din. So and then Tosfos says, another Yesh Lama, that is not so. So the two opinions in Tosfos. If I steal your property and I don't leave you the money, that's Lo Sigzol. If I steal your property and I leave the correct amount, am I in violation of Lo Sachman or not? So Tosfos has two opinions about that. So here the Gemara is talking, Chamsonim were added on, Chamsonim means the Yayv Demei. So originally they said Chamsonim are kosher ladies. Meikoras of our Demeiko Yayv, Ikroi B'almahu. What do you mean? Demeiko Yayv, and therefore it's not a violation of there, or it is a violation. So there are 2 days in Tosfos. So according to one version in Tosfos, Meikoras of Demeiko Yayv, there is an Avera of Lo Sachman. But the Rambam writes that the Rambam and the Rabbi both write that there's no Malkus for one who violates Lo Sachman. There are two different reasons, but the Rambam and the Rabbi both write that there's no Malkus. So it's like one who talks Lashon Hara. So since there's no Malkus, he's kosher latest. So that's over here. Meikoras of our the Meikor Yaiv. So you can't call him a Rasha Decha. He violated, even if you say he violated Lo Sachman. But that's not called Machmas Chimed Mam because he paid the full value of the object. So he violated an Avera. So one who talks Lashon Hara also violates an Avera. But since there's no Malkus, there's no Misa, so it's Kosher Leidus. So that's what they thought originally, the guy's Kosher Leidus. Let's declare him, let's make him Posel Midir Rabbanon. The Gemara said, Yikroi B'Almu. It's a Milsa de Lo Shchicha. How often is it going to happen? The guy's going to steal something and leave all the money. Ikrad Yama, so they felt it doesn't make sense to make a dim at Rabban. Came the Chazat the Kachapri, Chazat the Rabban, and they said, no, let him be postulated. So the guy does it more than once. Came the Kachazat the Chachamim in the later generation. So the Kachapri people get into the habit, and they don't just do it once. So the fact that he stole it once is going to lead him to steal, to take more often, just to leave the money. So they declared that Chamsanim are postulated from the Rabban. They declared that he's a gazlan in the Rabban. The Gemara says they added on Gaboim. What's wrong with the Gabai? Gabai means one who collects the taxes from the government. The government has a right to take taxes. That's Dina Machus Adina. And the guy who buys the rights from the government has the right to take a little extra. The king says, I want $1 million from the Jewish community in New York City, and you figure out how to levy the taxes. So he takes $1.1 million. It takes $100,000 for negotiating how he's going to calculate the taxes, how he's going to collect the taxes, and so on. So he's entitled to take $100,000 for collecting the taxes. But if he takes $2 million, in order to collect $1 million, he takes $1 million for his salary. So that's unreasonable. So then he's a gazla. That's not included. That's chamsanus of the malchus. That's not gazla. Dina de Malchusa Dina, but the Rishonim have a Malitza, Chamsanusa de Malchusa, the government has laws that are not fair, and Dina Mam is the laws that are not fair, then you have no right to say Dina de Malchusa. So the government king gives it. The government gives the tax collector the right to take a little extra for himself because he's metapel, he's doing a service to the community, he's collecting the taxes from the people. The king doesn't want to have an office with a secretary to collect it, so somebody bought the rights to collect the taxes. So if he collects a reasonable amount, tov, he's kosher leidus. But if he's collecting way more than he's entitled to, then the Gemara says we pasul him leidus because he's a gazlo.
Doesn't it mean that the reason that even if you give the money, you're over, that they didn't originally say you should be pasul, but ba'yisim also, ashim rotsani, not only did they get the money, but they even persuaded him to say, I agree. I mean, not necessarily because
it's
not a lot.
Yeah, Tosis learns like the Ravid. There is such a Gemara in Perek HaKoneis that the Chamson is only Kone if the other fellow says Rotsani. If he doesn't say Rotsani, then not. The Rambam does not, the Rambam leaves out that Gemara. The Rambam only quotes Rotsani by the two cases that appear in the Mishnah and Erechim. One is a man who's supposed to give his wife a get, and Bezin has to kaifa him, he doesn't want to, so they beat him up till he says Reitzani. So Reitzani means he has to blurt out something more than the Bezin forced him to do. And the other case is, one is Mukhif to bring a korban in the Bezin. Maybe he took a pledge, he's going to bring a korban in negligent. So the Bezin beats him up till he gives Yakar Vosa Bal Korchai. But it says Lertzono, so Kofanos Hashem Reitzani. So those are the only two cases in the Mishnah where it says that you need Reitzani. So the Rambam seems to have understood those are the only two cases. You never need Reitzani in any other case. The Rambam has a case by Kiddushin. Let's say the girl held a gun, if the boy held a gun to the girl's head and he said, I'm going to shoot you unless you marry me. Then she goes and she marries him. So the Gemara says, that's not fair. Who also shaloi kahogan, also yimu shaloi kahogan. So if he forced her till she agreed to marry him, because once she's married, she's stuck. She has no way to get out of the marriage. So that's absolutely unfair. So the Gemara says, since he did Shalok HaHagin, so we declare Afkinu Rabbanu Kiddushin Minei. That's one of the few cases where the Gemara has Afkinu. But what happens in the reverse case? What if the girl held the gun to the boy and she said, you marry me or I shoot you? So he marries her in order that you shouldn't kill him. But then he has a bear. He can always give her a get later on. She's not going to hold the get, not going to hold the gun forever. So he always had the bear to give a get. So the Rambam quotes from the Gemara, but that Gemara, Afkinu Rabbanu Kiddushin Minei, is only in the one direction. If the boy threatened to kill the girl, unless she marries him, so that's who also shleikahag and also him shleikahag. If the girl threatened to kill the boy unless he marries her, they didn't make any takana the rabban and afkin rabban kedushim minei. We leave it on the level of the raisa. So the Rambam says she mekudeshes, she's married, and you don't need that he should have said roitzani. The Ravid said no. The Rambam forgot to say that it's only if he says roitzani. Then the Rambam in Hilchas Mechira quotes this din about a chamsan the yayv demei. He pressures the guy till he sells him the thing. So he says, the Rambam says that you koine. So the Ravid says, the Rambam forgot to say that you need Reitzani. The Ravid and the Tosfos got it from the Gemara HaKoines. That's what it sounds like in the Gemara. Guy has to say Reitzani. And the Rambam holds, we don't pass on like that Gemara. We pass on like the Mishnah, that there are only two cases. Mishnah doesn't say there are only two. The Mishnah gives two cases. But the Rambam understood that these are special. Only those two cases. Why is the difference between Kiddushin and Gerushin? That by get, the Mishnah says you do need right Sani. By Kiddushin, the Rambam holds, you don't need right Sani. When the girl pressures the boy, she threatens to kill the boy unless he marries her. The Das HaBaal is a regular Das. If you would have distinguished Das HaIsha, so you can say Das HaIsha B'Kiddushin is not as strong a Das as Das HaBaal. But the Rambam has it that by the Das HaBaal, the girl threatened to kill the boy unless he marries her. So the Das HaBaal is good, even though he never said Reit Tzani. So how come by a get you need Reit Tzani, by Kiddushin you don't need Reit Tzani? Apparently the Rambam thinks that the das that's needed to give a get is a more serious das than the das that's needed to do kiddushin. And das by kiddushin, you need edus l'kiyum hadavar, so the Rambam seems to hold that's a higher level of das than das by mekach u'memkar. The different levels of das are needed. Das haflah, das by nedarim u'shvuos, that's a lower level of das. That's an easier das. Even a muflah samach l'ishiyah before bar mitzvah, the das is acceptable. By mekach u'memkar, there is no din of muflah samach l'ishiyah. There are different levels of das. So gittin requires a higher level of das than kiddushin, which in turn requires a higher level of das than mekach u'memkar, which in turn requires a higher level of das than by haflah, by nyani nedarim u'shvuos, etc. Yeah. So okay. So Tosi says, if you don't say Reit Tzani, you're not kain. If you're not kain, then it's gezel. I'm using your property. It doesn't help that I paid you. But if I'm not kain, so it doesn't belong to me. So I'm a shol shalom midas. It's a gazlan. Yeah, that's Tesis and the Raibin hold like that Gemara, based on the Gemara and Hakainas. So if the guy doesn't get him to say Reit Tzani, Reit Tzani means he blurted out something more than I forced him to agree to. So I hold the gun and I say Reit Tzani. He says Reit Tzani. He said, that's not Reit Tzani. Reit Tzani means he said on his own Reit Tzani. He said more than I forced him to do. I say, here's the money, and give me the automobile. He gives me the keys. He just gave me the keys. So that's not Reit Tzani. Reit Tzani means, says, okay, I'll be happy to give you the automobile. He says something more than I forced him to do or to say. So that's called Reit Tzani. So they say, in the Rambam holds, you always need Reit Tzani. The Rambam holds that you don't need.
Isn't also saying that the Reit Tzani then didn't violate, they thought he didn't violate the Isser? Or so be saying that Reit Tzani is his corner?
According to the second opinion, Yishlaim and the Mashmud of Kamar Tzlaim Anami Kain Huem Od Yishlaim and the Hachi Hachi Kamar Meiko Yavoi Mafaisa Masa Shem and Reit Tzani. So then you kaina. Yeah, the Tosis in both opinions, Tosis learns that Lo Sachman is not an Issa Midas. Lo Sachman is an Issa Gezel. But in the first opinion, they held that it's an Issa Gezel, even though not mafsid him any moment, it's still an Issa Gezel. And the second opinion they say, it's an Issa Gezel, if I'm not koine the item, then I'm a shol shalom midas, I'm using the other guy. Whenever I'm koine, the Taisa holds you only koine if you get him to say Reit Tzani. So whenever I don't get him to say Reit Tzani, then it's an Issa Gezel. And they learned that Bar Sachman is an Issa Gezel. The Rambam also has like that. The Raivin has like that. That Bar Sachman is an Issa Gezel. The Rambam also has Sachman. Rambam Lo Sachman is an Issa Midas, like Lo Issa Save. The Rambam says, if a person sees someone else has something beautiful in his home, and I have for a moment the desire that I should get it, that I control myself, so the Rambam says, I violated Lo Issa Save by having the desire. If I go ahead and I do something to get it from him, then I violate Lo Sachman also. But when just having the desire, even if it doesn't lead to any action, that's a violation of Lo Issa Save. That's what the Rambam quotes from Sifrei on Bais Chanan, on where it says Naseres Adibis the second time, right? L'sachman l'osisabe. So the Sifrei says that's the difference. L'sachman is only if he takes it, v'lakachtoloch. L'sachman kesev zol aleim v'lakachtoloch, says by Avod Zor. You're not allowed to take noye Avod Zor, kesev zol aleim. On the Avod Zor, it's the tachshite Avod Zor, you're not allowed to take v'lakachtoloch. So the Sifrei proves from that passage that the verb l'sachman means if you have a desire that leads up to taking it away. So the Rambam quotes that Sifrei, but the Rambam holds that both Lo Sachman and Lo Sisava are both Issa Midas. Lo Sisava you violate right away by having the desire to get it. Lo Sachman is only if the desire was so strong that it led you to do an action. So the Rambam says in both cases, it's only an Issa Midas, so it's a Lav Shein Bo Maisa. Issa is having the desire. But Lo Sachman, it was a stronger desire. Lo Sisava was a less of a desire. And the Raivid is Masig on the Rambam, and he thinks that Lasachmet is a Lapshi Eshba Maisa, because the Aveir is not an Isa Midas, it's an Isa of taking. Loisa Sava is an Isa Midas. So the Raivid agrees that that's just a Lapshi Eshba Maisa. So you're not like on that. The Raivid agrees with what the Rambam quoted from the Sifre. Lasa Sava one violates by having the desire, Lasachmet you only violate the Lakachdala, but whereas the Rambam thinks that they're both an Isa Midas, and Lasachma means it was a stronger desire, so it's also Lav Sheim Ma'isa. So the Rabbi thinks no. Lasachma is an Iser of Gezel. So it's a Lav Sheish Ma'isa, but he says you're not like it because it's a Lav Shenitam Le Tashlumin. Whenever it's an Aver, but in Adam Lach Avera, that's a Lav Shenitam Le Tashlumin. Then there's no Malkas, only Malkas if it's Dumi the Lav Dachasima. But in Adam Lach Avera, there's no Malkas. That's Lav Shenitam Le Tashlumin. So this place is always like that, Rabbi. That one is only in violation of Loisachma if you're not kind of the thing. If you Yaiv the May and you mefice him till he says Reitzani, till ultimately he says Reitzani, so then you kind of the thing. So then there's no violation of Loisigzon. But if he doesn't say Reitzani, then Tosis has in the Gemara and Hakainis that you're not kind of. If you're not kind of, then you're using the other guy's property without his authorization. So that's a Shol Shlami Das Gazlan Havi. So you're right on Loisachma. Yeah. The first day in Taisa sounds like Yenat Yeshleima Mashmal the Kamar Aslam the Kainu Huemis. That what does it mean? A Sachman is only an Isa Gezel, and Isa Gezel only is if there's a Hefsed Mammon. If there's no Hefsed Mammon, it's okay. If I'm a Shoshalamidas, I use your furniture, I use your property without your permission, and I'm not paying you anything for it. So then, but if I take your item and I pay you how much it sells in the store, I rob your watch and it sells in the store for $30. I leave the $30 and I walk off with the watch. I'm stealing the BN. I wasn't kind of the BN. I didn't ask you. I just took and I left $30. So there's no hefsed moment. According to the first day in Taisus, you're not in violation of Lo Sachma. You're probably in violation of Lo Sisaba. But Lo Sisaba is a Lav Sheim or Malka, so that doesn't pass on the Eidus. But you only violate Lo Sachma. The Sachman, according to the both days in Taisus, is an Isar of Gezel. So according to the first day in Taisus, if you pay money for it, there's no Gezel, because no Hefsed Mammon. I left him the $30. I'm stealing the BN, but there's no Hefsed Mammon. So the first day in Taisus says that that's not a violation of Le Sachman. Le Sachman means an Isar Le Sigzel. And the second day in Taisus holds that it's still a Shol Shalom Midas. Shol Shalom Midas, not only a Gazan Havi, I'm not paying for the use, even if I paid for the whole item. I left you $30 and I walked off of your watch. The watch sells in the store for $30. You can buy another watch with the money. You can buy a brand new watch. I even paid you more than it's worth. It's a used watch. So going to the second day in Taisus, I'm still a Gazlan. I'm still a violation of the Sachman, which is identical to the Sigzel, because he's a Shoshal. I mean, does. Calls man that the other person doesn't say Roitzani, so I'm not Kain, I'm not Kainas. So I'm using his item as a Shoshal. I mean, does. The first day in Taisus holds no. It's only Shol Shalom Midas if you don't pay for it. But if you paid for his watch and you walk off with it, so there's no Hefsed Mammon, he's stealing the BN, but there's no Hefsed Mammon. So the first day in Taisus holds that. That's not an Isa Lo Sigzel.
Could be why that's why the Rambam doesn't have Rotsa'ani, because even if he says Rotsa'ani, there's still a Himud. Like the Rambam, the love is not a Mr. Zayla, it's a Mr. Midos. So even saying Rotsa'ani is not going to.
I mean, Reitzani is not going to help to take off the lav, but the shaila is he kind of the thing that he left the money? Is he kind of or not?
Okay,
so the Raida holds that he's not kind of, and the Rambam seems told that he is kind of.
Rambam
seems told that he is kind of, even without Reitzani. He just doesn't quote that Gemara in Hakainis.
But the Raida's kind of, he should have said Reitzani.
The Raida has two hasogs. The Raida holds if you don't say Reitzani, you're not kind of. You don't say right sani, you're not kaina. And the Rama holds, even if you don't say right sani, you are kaina. But the Rama holds, he's still over on the Sachman. He says the Sachman is like Lois Sabbath, even though you are kaina. It's an Isa Midas, yeah. The Rama has two chidushim here. You don't have to say right sani in order to be kaina. And even if you are kaina, still a violation of the Sachma, because it's an Isa Midas. It's not an Isa Gezel. And Taisus and the Rabbi hold Legamri different. It's an Isa Gezel. It's a Lav Sheish Bamais. Rav Chaim Oizen, the Chulis, has that. The double machlokes, the Ramam and the Rabbi, is l'sachman considered a lav sheish b'maisa ein b'maisa? It's a lav shenita metashlumin. So the Rambam holds the only reason why you're not like it is a lav sheish b'maisa. The Rabbi Tanya's boy is lav sheish b'maisa. Lav sheish b'maisa. Ein l'chamaisa gadol mizeh. He took it from the guy. He stole it from the guy. So the Rabbi says the reason why you're not like it because lav shenita metashlumin. The Rambam doesn't offer lav. Rambam holds there is a din of lav shenita metashlumin, but he never labels l'sachman as such because he holds it's a nisa midas. It's not a nisa gezel. If it would have been a nisa gezel, it would have been Aleh bin Admachaleh, it would have been called Alav Shanita Matashlum. So the Rav Chaim Moshe points out this double machlokes, the Rambam and the Ravid regarding the Isser of Lai Sachman. Is it an Isser Midas or an Isser Gezel? But there's another machlokes, whether you need Rotzani and Kolatar Kula, whenever you force a person to Yubizavin, or is it only a Din to Yubizavin, only needs Rotzani by those two cases, by bringing the carbon and by giving the get. Because they need that as a higher level of das. Even by kedushin, you don't need right Sunday. Yet we have a practice. Before a husband ever gives a get, he makes a taurus nedar. What is that all about? He asks the husband, did you ever take a neder or a shvut kias kaf that you're going to give your wife a get? So he says, no. So then the bezin says, in case you forgot, in case you did take a shvut that you're going to give the wife a get, would you want us to be mata the shvur? Because we don't want him to give the get under duress. Not only under duress of someone else precious. And let's say he himself took a shvur, he will give his wife a get. Or he made a handshake at Kiyaskat with the wife. He promised he's going to give her a get. So then he has to give her the get because he promised. Nobody forced him to promise. He promised. So there's a chumrah, the Beis Yosef quotes from the Ritva, from some Rishonim, that the word machmer, that's called a get bal korchan. Usually if you ask someone who does know this Ritva, get bal korchan is someone else. Holds a gun to his head. Someone else is beating him up and pressuring him to give a get. But he himself took a shvur, he's going to give his wife a get. Why is that a get bal korchein? So we're machmer, that's also called a get bal korchein. If he took a tkiyas kaf, or even we're even machmer, if he accepted upon himself a knas mamon, if he accepted a penalty, if I don't give you the get by Pesach, I accept upon myself a penalty to give you $100,000 as a knas. So we say, if he gives the get before Pesach, he's only giving it in order to not to have to pay the penalty. So there's a chumah in Shulchan Aruch that's called the get bal korchan. So the Achronim are bothered with Akasha. We do that all the time by a tanoim. The Chas and Kala commit themselves to marry each other. And then the old tanoim, we should change the whole text of the time, but the old tanoim traditionally used to be, if he doesn't marry the girl before a certain day, he's going to pay a penalty. So isn't it a kiddushin bal korchan? Isn't it a kiddushin bal korchai? But you get with machmer that you need a hatoris nedorim, and we even machmer if he accepted a knas mamon on himself. That's a chumer on top of a chumer. Even if the husband only accepted a penalty, a knas mamon, that's a machloek zad to say, he'll pay the penalty. He won't give the get and pay the penalty. So it's not called a get bal korchai. It's only called a get bal korchai if he took a neder shvuat kias kaf to give it a get, and he doesn't give. So then he's in violation of the neder shvuat. But if he accepts a knas mamon, so he has a brayer to not to give the get and to pay the penalty. But the Ramah is machmer even on that. Even if the husband only accepted a knas mamon, it's also called the get bal korchan. So the Achrenim are bothered with this kasha, she was yankiv. Pischei Tshuva quotes to Shuvas and Ebenezer, quotes to Shuvas yankiv, yes, that kasha. So yes, that kasha, how do you ever have tanoim, the classical traditional tanoim? Chosen obligates himself to marry the girl by a certain date. And if he backs out, he doesn't marry the girl, you got to pay a penalty. So if he does marry her by the date, it should be a kiddushin bal korcha, just like it's a get bal korcha. So the answer they say in the yeshivas is, you only make the hatoris nedarim by a get, by a kiddushin. You don't ask the chosen, did you take a shvuah to marry the girl? And if he did, he wants to be matar the shvuah, that the kiddushin shouldn't be kiddush malka. It's only a chumer by get, because a get apparently requires a higher level of das. Like the Rambam says, you need roitzani by get. He never said you need roitzani by kiddushin. The rabbi is masik on the Rambam and Hilchas Ishus. He forgot to say roitzani. When the girl pressures the boy, the girl threatens to kill the boy unless he gives her kiddushin, unless he marries her. So the Rambam didn't quote roitzani. The Rambam only quotes the two cases of roitzani that appear in the Mishnah and Erechim. Doesn't quote by kiddushin, doesn't quote by mamon. So you see that the Rambam thinks that you need a higher level of das by a get than you need by kiddushin b'harai from roitzani. So the minig olam is like that, that by a get you make a hataras nedarim and you don't even allow a knas mamon. By kiddushin everybody makes a knas mamon and make a tanoim.
Kiddushin bal korcha would work, right? Meaning who cares? By a get, to get bal korcha, she's an ishish and she can't get remarried. And there are lots of problems.
Yeah.
If it's kiddushin bal korcho, so so they're married. Right, they're married, it works, they're married. We're not going to say that he went through a whole wedding and that was all Karl Kalu, to some extent, like the rabbi, that it wouldn't be a, that there wouldn't be any condition.
According to the rabbi, if you don't say Rotsani, they're not married, yeah.
He said Rotsani. All he had to do to fulfill his Tanai was give her a pruta. He gave her a ring, he had a wedding, he gave her a ksuba, they're married.
No, so according to the rabbi, they're not married. The girl holds a gun up to the point, she says, did you marry her, I shoot you. So he says, okay, I have no choice. He gives her his Ariya Mekodeshesli. So the point to the rabbi, he never said, right, Zani, she's not Mekodeshesli.
And the Tanayim, it says he has to pay Knas.
He said, if I don't marry you, right, I'll pay a penalty. So but just like by the get, we say he's only giving the get in order not to pay the penalty. So here he married the girl in order not to have to pay the penalty.
He could fulfill his Tanayim by giving her a Shavu Kruta. He doesn't have to have a wedding. He doesn't have to give her a Ksuba. He doesn't have to live with her after. They go through everything. That's roots on me. Even according to the rabbi. Not according to the rabbi, there's no problem to begin with.
Okay.
If you're
Following
through the rabbi, there's no problem.
Meaning, yeah, you have a better teretz. And the show is Yankim's kasha. Okay. Could be.
What is the rabbi?
Well,
what is
he
the
said that's the equivalent of roots on me. Since he embellished it, he did more than... Roots on me means the person did more than he was pressured to do. So he says he marches down the aisle and he dresses up and everything, lovey-dovey in the yichud room. So that's like Rotsani. Okay, good. That's a good answer. Very good answer. Yeah.
Why does the rabbi even accept Rotsani to begin with, though? Meaning it's still a case of he's still being forced. In Hanami, he goes through the motions. Okay, now that he's getting married, he might as well do it right. You know, do it in a fancy way. Do it with, you know, he's getting married.
Yeah.
But he, maybe this whole thing wouldn't have started.
The Gemara distinguishes. The Gemara said, let's hold a gun to your head and I say, you see that Rembrandt that you have on the wall? I'm going to shoot you unless you give it to me by Maton. So you say, please don't shoot, I'll be happy, I like you very much, the Rembrandt is yours. So that, Reitzani doesn't help over there. Tell you, the Yoiv, if I threaten to kill you unless you give me Matana, that's the Matana is not valid. Tell you, the Zobin, I pressure you to sell me the Rembrandt, I gave you the correct price for the Rembrandt. So the Gemara says, sometimes when people are under pressure, a guy lost all of his money or whatever, so he needs money, so sometimes he'll sell the Rembrandt. He's not selling his right arm. Sometimes he'll sell the things that are usually not for sale. So here, under pressure of the threatening to kill him, so people will make such a decision. So then the Reitzani helps over there. So the Gemara says, Toyu, because by Kiddushin, Mikra, then it's good. Let's say the boy threatens to kill a girl unless she marries him. So she's going to have a husband who's going to give her Tashmish Amita, he's going to act like a normal husband, he's going to give her food and clothing, and going to treat her nicely. Or let's say we pressure the husband that he should divorce his wife. That's not called Tayu the Yohiv. You're taking away my wife. No. You don't have your wife and you don't have to spend money on her shoes anymore and on her clothing and on her hats and on her pocketbooks. It's not Tayu the Yohiv. It's considered Tayu the Zovin. Because by marriage, when they're married to each other, each one has reciprocal his chayvusin. So when you get married, you're getting something for it. When you get divorced, also, he's saving himself money. So what compares the case to you, the Kaddish, and to you, the Garish, these are all compared to the case of to you, the Zavin, not to you, the Yoiv. If it's unreasonable, then it's called to you. Let's say he's going to force her to be his wife, and he's not going to treat her nicely. So then the Kiddushin is not chal, nothing. You don't need a takon of the Rabbanim. Who also shaloi kahagan, also imu shaloi kahagan, afkir Rabbanim, Kiddushin minei. If he's just going to treat her like a slave, then it's Tayu v'yoyv. He pressured her into something that no normal person would ever agree to. So then it's not chal. Tayu v'zavin, only if it's really fairly reasonable. I threaten to kill you unless you sell me the Rembrandt, and I pay you the correct price for the Rembrandt. How much it should sell for, but you didn't want to part with it. So then I said, Tayu v'zavin, under pressure, people will sell things that they find very valuable, things that they would rather keep. So getting married or getting divorced is the equivalent of Tayu v'zavin, not the equivalent of Tayu v'yoyv. Tayu v'yoyv is no good. Yeah.
Also, from the woman's side, the Rambam, or at least, and the Rambam says that it's not good for her. I mean, there's no kedushin about korcha. So how are we going to, so we have a tanai on the woman's side, meaning if she doesn't go to the wedding, she doesn't come become married, and she loses out, right? Then would that be a kedushin about korcha?
In which case? Well, the boy holds up a gun to threaten to kill
him. Both families do tonight. Both families give themselves a knas.
Yeah.
Right, so the woman's family also. I would assume that, right, the Ravid says Rotsani only works for men, but still have Kinu, Kedusha, her Kedusha. Meaning, we said that Kedusha Bal Korcho works. You can force a man to marry a woman. You can't force a woman to marry a man.
Both ways. So you, by Kedushin, it's good both on the man and the woman, but on the woman, it's so unfair. So they declared Afkira Ban Kedushin. A man, it's not so unfair. He always has a prayer. She forced him, she threatened to kill him unless he marries her. He has a prayer to give her a get after a month or two. But if you force the girl to marry you, such a girl is stuck. So that's unfair. That's who was Shloika Hagen.
So we say the same thing applies to a Tanai, if we're considering Tanai, the Shal even comes up.
The Shal that Yeshua's Yankov raised, that exactly. Tanaim should be Bal Korcha, should be both on the man and the woman.
Right, so then would you say Afkinu Kedushin? Because it's, again, it's you're forcing her into marriage. If Tanaim are a system of force, then wouldn't that be forcing her into marriage?
So I should say that is not Chal at all. What the Kasha, yes, was even on the husband.
Well, the Kasha and the husband, you could say Rotsani, you could say that Kedushin Bal Korcho is fine, you can pass it the Rambam, but like forcing her into it, we said that the Kedushin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's all included in the Shaila that the Yeshua's Yankov raised, yeah.
So what's the teretz for the woman's side?
What's the teretz for the woman's side?
Yeah.
Same terrors for the men's side. This chumer that you need roitzani according to the Rambam, Rambam holds you only need roitzani by get, you don't need it by kedushin. So this whole wild chumer that knas mammon is also called bal korcha, that's only by get. If a guy took an shvuah that he's going to marry the girl took a shvuah she's going to marry the boy, so to consider that bal korcha, that's only chumer by get. By kedushin, we're not worried about that. The girl or the boy took it on by themselves. No one forced them into it. They agreed on their own that they want to make such a hischaibis moment. They pressured themselves. There's no outside force to force them to marry each other. They pressured themselves. So that's only called bal korcha by get, because of the Rambam has a separate pasuk by get. The Rambam, beginning of Hilchas Gerushin, lists off 10 dinim that are necessary by get. And one of the dinim is that you need das habal by the get. So Maksim Ha'olam, das habal, you need by every kinyan. What's the chiddush? If it's a new din by get, the answer is the get needs a higher level of das than kiddushin. So that you need a pasuk for. That get needs a higher level of das.
Rabbi Yisim Toyu v'yahiv ha-machlekes in the Rishayim, if that works.
Toyu v'yahiv is a machlekes that I don't remember. There's a machlekes on the beginning of kiddushin. Maybe if you force the husband, maybe that should have the status. Maybe if you force the husband to give kiddushin, should that be considered like Talyu V'yoiv? If it was the wife, this machlek is by kiddushin, maybe I should compare one of them to Talyu V'yoiv. But Talyu V'yoiv, I think everyone agrees that it's no good.
What is the first day in Gosos? So why, at the end of the day, did it not get on the Daraisa?
Gezel is only if you mapsid mammon to the other person. But here I left the $30 and I walked off with the watch. So since I left him the $30, he could buy himself another watch and there's no hepsid mammon. So by definition, that's not called gezel.
Part of the first day in Tosis,
and the second day in Tosis holds that since you need roitzani, even though there's no hepsid mammon because I left him $30, since you need roitzani and I'm not kind of the watch because the guy never said roitzani, I'm not kind of the watch, so it's Shol Shalom Das is a gazlan, so I'm using his watch. First day in Taisel, Shol Shalom Das is a gazlan because I didn't pay him any money. I'm using his watch without his permission. But if I pay the money and I walk off with the watch, then Taisel holds that there's no Isur Lo Sachman, because the whole Sachman is not, there is an Isur Lo Sisabe that Taisel will agree to. But Lo Sisabe is a lot of shame on myself, doesn't pass the Eidus. The Sachman is a because Taisel holds like the Rabbit. But Sachman is an Isser of Gezel. It's an Isser Gezel, so that's Machmas Chimad Baman, he violates an Avera. So then Taisis in the first opinion says that if you paid money, there's no Avera.
But when it says Kim Bechazadu Kachatfei, doesn't that mean that they must have stopped giving the money?
No, maybe they passed on because it's a nasty thing to do, to go around grabbing people's properties and not, even if you do pay money. That's why it's only Midirabbanan. It was never Minotaur. Chamsa and the Ayiv Dmei, according to the first opinion of Tosfos, there's no Aveira at all. There's Mamash Mutter. There's no Aveira at all. There's a lot of Lois and Saba. But there's no Aveira of Lois Sachma, which is an Aveira of Chimad Maman.
What changed exactly?
They said he's doing an Aveira. It's also Chimad Maman. He's doing an Aveira because he wants the guy's watch. Maybe they puzzled him because he violates Lois and Saba. Machmas Chimad Maman. He violates Lois and Saba and he takes the guy's watch. So maybe they decided it's possible it is because of that Aveira. If you do any aver machmas chinamar, secher shvi is violated Isaresi, there's no malchus, there's no misa. So why are they posulate this? Because he violates the Isaresi of lochel lelischara machmas chimed bam. So here also, if the guy violates lesisabe for sure he violates. That the Rambam could have sifrei on that. When you have the initial desire, so he certainly violated lesisabe. But usually you don't posulate a person later because of lesisabe, because there's no chimed bamen. He didn't take anybody's mammon, and there's no malchus and there's no misa. So in the later generations, they decided that it is called, he's in violation of loisach of lois esave, that it is called chimed mammon. Kim nechazah dekotach dekochatvi, they make it into a habit, so they declare that that's called chimed mammon. Maybe that's the pshat. Yeah, you mechuyif to pay taxes, that's for sure. Mechuyif to pay taxes. That's Allah adina and Malchus adina. The Rambam writes, the Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Rambam, that Roshan. One is even obligated to pay tax in Chutz Lores by Goyish king. So the Mashmah says in Eretz Yisrael by Jewish government, for sure you mechuyif to pay tax. Even in Chutz Lores, you also mechuyif to pay tax. How do you know? How do you know that in Eretz Yisrael by Jewish government? Because the original pasuk is Parshas HaMelech and Sefer Shmuel. When Manasseh requested a melech, so Shmuel HaNavi said, you don't want a melech, melech's going to levy taxes, going to take your daughters as bilakshim, going to make it work for him, and so on. So part of the riot act that Shmuel was reading to the tzibur was, melech's going to levy taxes. And what has Machlekes in Sanhedrin, the second parak? Machlekes, Rabbi Shmuel, kol ha'amah b'parshas melech, is it melech mutabo, melech asabo. So we pass on like Shmuel, melech mutabo. The melech is entitled to collect, and that's talking about a Jewish melech in Eretz Yisrael. So you see, a Jewish king in Eretz Yisrael is allowed to levy taxes. But the Gemara talks about dina machus adina, even in Chutz Lores, in Bavel. So you see, the Rambam writes, even in Chutz Lores, a goyish king, he also says dina machus adina. Why is it more posh than the Jewish king? Because that's Parshas HaMelech in Sefer Shmuel. The Ran and the Dorim quotes in the name of the Balei HaTosfos that you don't have to pay taxes in Eretz Yisrael, only in Chutz Lores. Why? So he quotes Balei HaTosfos had developed the whole theory. What's the theory behind levying taxes? Because the king of any given country, except for Eretz Yisrael, the king owns the land. And if you want to live in his country, he has the right to charge you rent. So you want to live in America, so the soil of America belongs to the American government, they have a right to charge you rent. What rent do they charge you? Income tax, whatever, they charge you tax. And Great Britain belongs to the Queen of England, and France belongs to the King of France. But Eretz Yisrael belongs to the Rabbanu Shalom, and Rabbanu Shalom said, Kindalach, I want all the Jews to live in Eretz Yisrael rent-free. He doesn't want any government to charge us tax. Eretz Yisrael does not belong to any Basu Adam. Eretz Yisrael belongs to the Rabbanu Shalom. And he said, Kili kol ha'aret. Sfarna writes on the Pasuk, Kili kol ha'aret doesn't mean the whole globe. Eretz Yisrael belongs to me, as opposed to every other country. It belongs to the king of that country. Kili kol ha'aret, Eretz Yisrael belongs to me. So that's what the Balei HaTosfos is quoted by the Ran and the Dorim. That's what they say. You have no right to charge taxes in Eretz Yisrael, because the whole theory of taxes is that the owner of the land is the king, and the king has a right to charge rent because he's living in his country. And if not, if you don't want to pay the rent, don't live in my country. It's Gezel. And in Eretz Yisrael, Hashem is the Melech, and he wants all the Jews to live in Eretz Yisrael. Yeah, so first of all, we don't pass like that in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rambam that afilu b'chutz lorz kal b'chayim b'eretz, so you have to pay rent, you have to pay taxes. And secondly, b'zman hazeh, the taxes just go to balance the budget. We live in a democracy, so the taxes don't go to enrich the governor. The governor is an employee of ours. We have to pay him. We voted him in. You have to pay the mayor of New York City. You have to pay the president of the United States. You hired him. You voted him in. We have a system. We voted him in. So, and the money goes to pay, in Shulchan Aruch it says that people who live in a city can be koyf from Zerzet to make a mikveh, to build a shul, to hire a rabbi, to hire a chazan, to buy svarim, to have a library, and so on. So it's an hilchos shluchim shutfin, because a city is considered shutfin. We never entered into a shutfin, so it doesn't matter. The people who share a common need, we all need a minyan, we all need a shul, we all need a mikveh, so we all have the din of shutfin, and the shutfin can be koyf from Zerzet to enhance their shutfis. So all the people that live in the United States are shutfim on three levels. On the national level, there's some things the national government, federal government takes care of. There's some things that the state government takes care of. I think the highways and the forests. And then the other things that the municipal government takes care of, the schools and the museums, I don't know. Different things are taken care of by the mail delivery is the federal government. Some things, so we have to pay three levels of taxes because we're shutfim on three different levels. So if a person doesn't pay taxes, he's not stealing. The Rambam says one who doesn't pay taxes is goizel menas hamelech. He's stealing the money that the king is rightfully entitled to. If you don't pay taxes today, you're not stealing from Obama. You're not stealing from the mayor. You're not stealing from the governor of New York State. You're stealing from me. You're stealing from all the other people that do pay tax. Whoever doesn't pay tax, so the burden of filling the budget falls on the other shutfim. Let's say you have a shutfis, and they all voted that they want everyone should put all the money back into the shutfis to expand the business. And one guy doesn't put his money in, and the others put in. So he's stealing from the other shutfim. He fools them into believing he's giving money. He's not giving money. So whoever doesn't pay taxes in a democracy is stealing from all the people that do pay taxes, because their taxes go up. So that whole run, they run b'shem, the Baal Taisus in the Dorm, where is it? Daf Chav Ches, I think. Something like that. Chav Beis? I don't know. I don't know, somewhere in the Chafs, I think there's a Iran that he quotes the Balei Taisus that din in the Machos Adin, the pay tax doesn't apply in Eretz. So that it's a collector's item, believe it or not, belongs in the Ripley's, believe it or not, but we don't pass it like that. In the Shulchan Aruch, they quote the Rama even in Chutz Lortz. And Mizmana said the whole Shulchan Aruch doesn't apply. The whole thing is a different story. If you live in a democracy, so you have to pay taxes, mitam shutfas, it's in Hilchas Beches Beis HaKnesses. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes from Chashem Mishpat that the people who live in a city and mechuyev to build the shul, and he tells you, look, in Chashem Mishpat, Hilchos Shluchim Shutfim, the people have a din of shutfim. They became shutfim bal korcham. Usually you have to join into a shutfim, so you have to agree. And here the halacha says, whoever lives in the city and shares the needs together with everyone else becomes automatically a shutfim. Shutfim bal korcham. It's a different kind of a shutfim. Yeah, what does the Gemara say? You're allowed to do avodas hakarka and shmita. Why? Why are you allowed to do? Puka vizir vishvis bishum anuna, because you have to pay the tax. So you have to pay the tax. It's all came bus. Why is it muta? So Taisus explains, if you don't pay the tax, they put you in prison. Once in a long while, someone will die from starvation, from malnutrition in the prison. So is that really a sofek sakonis nefashis that you're allowed to be doicha yisuri toira? The din is even if the likelihood is that the guy's going to survive, but if there's a very slim chance that there is a suffix sakana, then it's also called suffix sakana lefashis. So let's say a person has an ingrown toenail. So every couple of years they write up in the newspapers that someone died from an infection on an ingrown toenail. They can get blood poisoning or something like that. So you're allowed to be Mechalel Shabbos if you have an ingrown toenail. So what's the din? So the din is whenever it's way far away from 50-50, nowhere near a suffix sakana. So then the Gemara says it depends. If people are not nervous about it, then you say Shem Yipsayim Hashem. You apply the pasuk in Tilim. A pesi means a guy's not nervous. He's not afraid. If it's a suffix sakana that people are nervous about, even though maybe there's not a valid cause to be nervous, but people are nervous, and that's called a suffix sakana. Let's say it's a suffix sakana. He's nervous. He's a hypochondriac, whatever. You ask other people, if you take a poll of 1,000 people, 999 say, that's ridiculous that you're nervous about that. That's so far-fetched. Don't worry about that. And this guy is Meshuggah. So then we'll say, take a tranquilizer. Batlu Daitetzel Das Kalotam. That's not called a suffix sakana. But if it's a suffix sakana, 1% suffix sakana, that a lot of people would be concerned about that. So it depends. For the one who's nervous, it's called a suffix sakana. For the one who's not nervous, it's not called a suffix sakana. We discussed in the Midbar, so Shevet Levi observed the 40 years in the Midbar, Shevet Levi observed Bris Mila, and the other Shvatim did not observe Bris Mila, because they said it's a suffix sakana, because the weather conditions were such that it was dangerous to perform a bris milah. How did Moshe Rabbeinu allow Shevet Levi to perform bris milah? The answer is, yeah, it was so far-fetched. So how did he allow the other Shvatim not to observe bris milah? So the answer is, they're both right. Shevet Levi is right. If you're not nervous about it, they weren't nervous because they had more bitachon. Okay? For the others who didn't have so much bitachon, the others were nervous. So for the one who's nervous, it's called the suffix sakana. For the one who's not nervous, it's not called the suffix sakana. If a guy's going to jump up the Empire State Building and say, look, ma, no hands, and he's not nervous, so he's a meshugana. That's more than 50-50. If anywhere near 50-50, that's called the suffix sakana, even if the guy's a wise guy. And he's putting his life into sakana. You don't say, he's not nervous, Shem b'psayim Hashem. Shem b'psayim Hashem only applies when the rubah is that there's no far away from machza. And then you say, lahoch b'pikuch nefosha sachar ha-raib. So then it depends whether people are nervous or not. And Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva, he doesn't accept that. He has tshuvas about birth control. So it's a gemara about birth control in the first parak of Yivam. See, he doesn't accept that pshat. But that's what all the classical poskim say. Rav Chaim Moshe has a tshuva, he quotes five achrayim and say like that. So that's the generally accepted opinion, not like Rav Moshe. When they would ask of Shlomo Zalman Auerbach about entering into dangerous situations, so he taking a serious surgery, so he would always ask if the person is nervous or not. If the person is nervous or not, plays a role. One of the rabbanim was saying, you never understood why Shlomo Zalman said like that. So I said, that's what all the poskim say like that. If the suffix sakana is way far away from 50-50, then it depends on each individual person, whether that person is nervous or not nervous. Like in the Midbar, Shevet Levi did the bris milah, and the others didn't do bris milah. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't kedem either of them, because each one was doing kedin.
We're saying Shor Psayim Hashem is like a scientific fact, meaning if you're not nervous about it, then there's less of an actual danger?
No.
So
you're not mukhayif to worry.
Why should it matter?
I mean, you're not mukhayif to worry about it. I didn't realize that. We better run to Mincha. Okay. So tomorrow morning I have to give the shiur at 9 o'clock. I apologize. Oh, someday we're going to go back to normal. I have to give a shiur from 9 to 10:30, then I have to leave. So we have to have a democratic vote to determine what we're going to learn. I didn't ask it yet.
Long
question
here.
Yes. So far they just asked me to speak briefly by the Tish. They told me that there's going to be a bomb in here.
Yes.
So they asked me not to speak too long by the dish. Because Katz is going to take over everything. The singing and the dirty third.
Hey, what does Das Machina accomplish? Or the Kotel?